Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
A believer cannot be possessed with a demon, a devil. They cannot be possessed. They can be oppressed, hence Paul the Apostle. A messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me, to beat up on me. A believer can be. That was Paul's thorn in the flesh. It was not his eyes. We looked at this last week. People say, well, Paul's thorn in the flesh was his eyes. He couldn't see. No, that was a problem. But it was so clear in that passage, the Lord said, Paul said three times, Lord, remove this from me. Remove this from me. No, my grace is sufficient. It's a thorn in the flesh. What was it? He just said a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me. So a believer can be oppressed, but they cannot be possessed. See the difference? Okay, this guy asked me, and I won't say who it is. He's a member of this church. He's staying somewhere, found out that with a roommate that's an unbeliever. But there's some strange things that are going on in that apartment. He said, could this be so? I said, absolutely, I believe that. And then don't kick me out of this church. I've seen things. I've been in Africa, lived with the Kenyans. I've seen some. Did I tell you that about the guy preaching in the market? Started preaching, some guy showed up, hundreds of people, and he started, whoa, whatever he was doing. I stopped preaching, and I just started praying. I'll never forget it. He's probably from here to Doug from me. And I said, Lord, I can't, you got to do something about this. Whatever what I said amen. I lifted up my eyes, and that guy was gone. He was gone. And there's hundreds of people there. And I asked him after the preaching, where'd he go? They said, we have no clue. He just disappeared. You say what you want to. I believe the demons are real, demonic spirits. And don't you go home and start throwing holy water over your house and casting out demons. I'm telling you, the reality of it, it's real. Okay. Angelic realm, let me get back on course here. The angelic realm is a created realm. God created them. Again, we looked at these verses last week. I'm not going to reiterate them. Psalm 148, verses 2 and verse 5. And Job 38, verses 4 through 7. We looked at this last week. Job is particularly taught that the sons of God, speaking, referring to the angelic realm, they, Caleb was this, leap for joy or something. They were happy when God created the heavens and the earth. In other words, the angelic realm saw the creation. Genesis 1:1. The angelic realm was already created. Satan at that time, we'll look at this as we move on here in a couple weeks. Satan at that time was not Satan. He was Lucifer. Lucifer was perfect in the days that was created. We read that in Ezekiel. He was that high cherub, that anointed cherub that covered. But I believe that Satan, that Lucifer fell when he saw the creation of man. Remember the six-day creation, first 5 days? God said it was good. Day one, it was good. Day two, it was good. Day three, four, five, it was good. But what happened when on the sixth day, God created man, and God looked at man and he said, it's very good. He created man in his likeness, in the image of him. And so when Lucifer saw that, I believe that's when he fell. He said, I will ascend. He wanted to worship. And again, we'll look at that when we get to the study of Satanology, devil, whatever you want to call it. But you'll notice before the fall, he was known as Lucifer. After the fall, he was never referred to as Lucifer again. He's referred to Satan, the devil, the wicked one, the son of perdition, that sneaky snake. I don't, what do you want to call him? Rascally rabbit. You know, what do you want to call him? You know, that Bugs Bunny. Sorry, bud. Are y'all happy this morning? Anyway, the angel realm was created. Number two, quickly. Angels are superhuman. In other words, they're powerful beings. Time won't allow. But in 2 Kings, if you want to write this down, 2 Kings 9, chapter 19, verse number 35. Matter of fact, if you want to copy my notes, I'll run them off. You probably can't read them. I can't read them. I'll be glad to give them to you if you want them later. Second Kings 19, verse number 35. I love that. Where 185 Assyrian soldiers, one angel, slew 185,000 in one night, one angel. And I love this. I have a note here that in that same verse, it said that they arose and they woke up dead. You'll get that too. Can you imagine waking up dead? You right? Hey, we're dead. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Psalm 103. Let me read this one. Psalm 103, verse number 20. Okay. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength. So the psalmist mentions about the angels, they excel in strength. They're superhuman, powerful beings. Number three, they are also masculine beings. Angels are always referred to as men or in that masculine gender. They are never referred to as being women, always. Let me give you a couple of examples. I have three examples here for you. Matthew chapter number 28. In fact, I'm going to be reading from Matthew 28 in our morning worship service about the Great Commission. But in Matthew chapter number 28, at Jesus' resurrection, beginning in verse number 1, at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, which we know is Sunday, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Now, verse number 3, speaking of the angel, his countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. Verse 4, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. This is just one illustration of many in Scripture. I'm going to give you three, I could go on and on, about every time it's referred to as angels in Scripture, it's referred to as being masculine in man form, okay? Read another one, Acts chapter number 12. You know this setting very well. I won't read it, the whole thing. Remember Peter in prison? An angel of the Lord, there's a great earthquake. Let me read number 7, verse number 7, Acts chapter number 12. Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, speaking of Peter, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up. And notice I skipped over that. He, the angel, smote Peter on the side. Can you imagine Peter's way? And there's that great earthquake. Hey, wake up, man. And raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto them, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him. So you see, it's referring once again to this angel. And it's a he, and him. Okay. Let me give you another good one. Genesis chapter number 19. Remember Lot? A fellow named by the name of Lot. Let's begin verse number one. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate at Sodom. Remember, we talked about this weeks ago about how Lot, when he separated from Abraham, he looked towards Sodom. First time here, he looked towards Sodom. Next time you find him, he's in Sodom. And the next time you find him, he has a job for you. Four times you find him at Sodom, and he gets more and more, Lot is involved in Sodom. At first, he just looked. Then he kind of moved. Then he became involved. Now he's sitting at the gate. In other words, he's one of the leaders of Sodom. He sat at the gate. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Verse number 2, and he said, behold, my lords, turn in, I pray, into your servant's home, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go your own ways. And they, the angels, said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. Verse number 3. He pressed upon them greatly, speaking of Lot to the angels. And they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he, speaking of Lot, made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Now,
you've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.